Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World.
And it's
Bob's
brought to you
world.
By Twin Peaks. And here is Bob.
Flip-flops.
All right. Bob's World. So I want to try Bob's something world. Here because this happened Saturday night at my
it's
house
Bob's world
where I think I – man, I'm trying to remember exactly how it happened, but I believe it's one of those moments where Sally is trying to round us up for some dinner, and Justin and I are hanging out as we will, and there was something along the lines of having fun tonight. And of course, because I'm a child of the 80s,
you wanted to Wang Chung tonight?
I start thinking about Wang Chung.
Oh, for real?
And then I think to myself, hey, I'm hanging out with a 17-year-old. I wonder what he thinks of this song that he's never heard. And so, because we have the magic of audio here, this is, I want to say, 1986. Wang Chung, and I just want you to listen to this.
And this was a number one song, right?
I drive a million miles. Let's check on that.
To be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio.
If you're feeling low, turn up your radio, Dave.
Peaked at number two.
Yeah, this was huge.
The music song.
Well, their biggest hit, though.
All right, here we go. Rip it up. Move it down to the ground. Rip it up. Cool down. Rip it up. Don't hang me on the borderline.
It's like a Black Eyed Peas song, except in the 80s.
Kind of is.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Okay, so this is, of course, what tripped up Justin is he's kind of rolling his eyes, as any teenager would, at their parents' music. And he knows that it's supposed to be... I think he gets that it's a silly song by definition, and I don't think Wang Chung was trying to make you cry or emote any sort of deep feelings inside your being. They're just playing, as you said, that equivalent of a Black Eyed Peas, play this at a party and everybody starts
Chumbawamba
having fun.
Yeah.
So it's kind of shallow. There's not much to it.
I hated that song.
Yeah, I did
at
too.
The time.
It's a little.
I don't mind it now.
It's a little catchy. I can't lie.
Yeah, I don't mind it now.
But I also hated it at the time. But
I felt like adults who weren't really into good music
wanted to Wang Chung tonight.
Like that. Like almost was like a Macarena type thing.
Yes.
Like for old people that I thought were old back then. Like you like Wang Chung.
Well, I don't even know. Does anyone love Wang Chung? I believe they're still touring.
I'm telling you, that song was big enough to get them through that and Dance Hall Days.
Yeah, I like Dance Hall Days better.
Yeah, but that song was big enough to keep them around till now, I'm sure, right, if they're still doing stuff.
So
what does Wang Chung mean?
Okay, thank you. thank you.
We got there.
Is it not racist?
No, I don't think so, but
what they were called like Ching Chong, like seriously.
Well, now that might be racist,
but
Corby.
What's Wang
you can't
Chung?
Just throw out offensive Asian terms and then say, is this one
maybe
racist?
It was their favorite takeout place in LA.
No, according to the internet, which is never wrong, Wang Chung is Chinese for yellow bell, or let's see, what is the exact
yellow
term?
Bell.
Yeah, well, apparently it's like the bass note of, hold on. Yes, Huang Chung, meaning yellow bell in English, is the first note in the Chinese classical music scale.
But it's... but
so if we are to Wang Chung tonight, I don't know what that is. I feel like that is a, let's promote our band again, or I don't know. But
oh, okay. So
when we were teenage kids, though, we definitely had something that we called a Wang.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it didn't, Wang Chung is, their name is not Wang Chung, it's Huang. H-U-A-N-G.
Yes.
That's the original name. Okay. That's
Urban right. Dictionary provides a secondary definition.
Go on.
Going out and having fun in a vague, undefined kind of way.
that's vague.
That feels quite redundant.
Yeah. I think that definition spun off the song.
Probably so.
So here is a famous scene from Cheers.
Gentlemen! You know, I was listening to a rock and roll station on my way over here. You know, it put me in the mood. There was a passage in one of those tribal songs that I feel, is the keynote for this evening. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
And then the bar all is fired up because... they plan on Wang Chunging tonight, even though nobody actually knows what it means.
Is that Travis Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, even a square like Travis Kelce likes that song.
So, really, as I got the review from my son, which he said that might be the dumbest song of all time, it actually made me think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the dumbest songs of all time? And just from the standpoint that it means nothing, but it's kind of catchy. So it's a celebration of music in a weird way. And there are probably hundreds of songs like this that in a world of music where everything means something. And then you find out, well, what was the songwriter going through at the time that made him write this song? And it moves me to tears, or this song just makes me happy. Well, this song is actually about nothing except, if I may review the lyrics one more time. I drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The words we use are strong. They make reality, but now the music's on, oh baby, dance with me. It means nothing.
No.
They just found some rhyming
words.
They're
trying to cash checks.
Yeah, okay. So
they're trying to make a hit.
I think this is in a subset of 80s music, which I generally am not a fan of, outside of maybe 10 bands. But...
Bingo. Which one? Can we name them?
Of course you can.
No, I'm just playing.
But it's in a subset... of party music.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Right? Like, it doesn't...
if you're looking for the secret meaning, you're going to be sad. Cause
it's people doing cocaine and hanging out and drinking and having fun.
Like when Eddie Murphy tried to be a pop star.
Exactly.
My girl wants to party all the time.
Yes.
Party all the time.
Right.
Yeah, there's really no difference in that. And
I remember liking the bridge.
And dancing, and there is a bridge.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
That's falsetto right there.
I probably sat there like a zombie in front of the television and watched this video about 280 times, even though I don't remember it specifically.
Oh, the video's very trippy. It's like 5,000 jump cuts. The bridge, though, just as he sounds like the dude from The Outfield, on the edge of oblivion, all the word is Babylon, and all the love and everyone... a ship of fools sailing on. It's just gibberish.
Yeah. I'm curious how many P1s have never heard this song or never heard of Wang Chung before.
Is it not in the same vein, though, as like Come On Eileen and stuff like that, where almost almost everyone's heard it?
I don't know. Let's ask our young lads. You're way in on this, Ham, right?
Oh, yeah. This is great.
I had never heard of this.
You never heard the song before, Lando?
Yes.
Can we listen to a little bit of Dance Hall Days to cleanse our palate?
No.
That might be too good a song for this.
Yeah, I'm not saying it needs to be the dumbest on the list of the dumbest songs of all time.
Is this dumb?
Yes.
But it's very listenable.
Oh, listenable enough to make it to the very top of the charts in a country of umpteen million people.
So is that actually the activity here, is to find a song that literally means less than nothing, but you kind of don't mind it? I don't know. I don't know if there's a series here. I don't know, but I remember...
There's a lot of them.
I remember...
From this
Four
era.
Four Blondes.
Leave
them out of it.
I just see Justin look at it and try to understand, why did you guys like this? And the answer is, I don't know. Everyone else around me seemed to like it, so I just went along with it.
Right, and music wasn't fractured. There was not like 17 different music stations and things like that. This was just played everywhere, right?
And it was everywhere.
Well, I mean, as I mentioned, going into the 90s, Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping, that's right up there.
Yeah.
With Extreme Stupidity. It's just about drinking.
Yes.
And this is in this, everybody Wang Chung tonight is in so many movies and so many TV shows. It says we have a South Park episode with, Everybody Have Fun Tonight. Sons of Witches, guys. So, let's look into that one. But anyway, there you go. There's some Bob's World, as, I believe it's the first time Bob's World has ever featured a song from the band Wang Chung.
We'll have to go back to the records and see if that's true or not.
We do.